I am Planta on the Line. This is the commentary.ca. We check in again with a good friend of the program, Sean Cranberry. He is the host of Books on the Radio on CJSF and at booksontheradio.ca. He co-founded that great Advent book blog over the holidays and is a freelance consultant and former bookseller. He is the coordinator of the Real Vancouver Writers Series. It has, on Wednesday nights in the month of February, featured great authors and other literary artists. The last event is this Wednesday, moderated by the great Hal Wake. Sean will tell us more about what to expect Wednesday and the great list of people who are appearing. The website for more is realvancouverwriters.com. We'll also talk about The Eyes of Vancouver, another collaboration that he's involved with. Please welcome back to the Planta Online program, Sean Cranberry. Good morning, Mr. Cranberry.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be back for my, once every 2 months interview.
It's great to have you on, because I always find that there's lots to talk about,
yeah,
and I prepare a little sheet of notes that I want to talk to you about, and I always find that we leave stuff off.
Yeah.
So, who called you the Henry Rollins of social media?
that was none other than Julie Wilson, the book madam, out of Toronto. She's a fabulous, she's a really passionate book person, and really, really funny girl, and at some point she decided that I was the Henry Rollins of book publishing promotion or marketing or some stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah, but it's her call.
And this is how unhip I am. I had to look up who Henry Rollins was.
You're not a fan of Black Flag, apparently.
No. This Olympic stuff that's going on in the city, have you been viewing that with interest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the city is crazy. I went down to... made the decision to go down to Granville Street on Friday night at about 11 o'clock at night after we had come out of the Laurie Anderson performance. And, I mean, outside of the actual athletic amazingness that's going on in the city, there is a lot of crazy people in Vancouver right now. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. I've tried to avoid it all. I met you the other day at Main and First,
yeah.
And that's as far as I've gotten into the downtown core. In terms of what you've seen, I mean, obviously people.
Yeah.
This Real Vancouver Writer Series, this really ties into all this, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all about opportunity, right? Like, we I guess the beginning of the idea came in the middle of January when I was looking around at what kind of events were going to be occurring during the Olympics, you know, the Cultural Olympiad and the Cultural Olympiad Digital Edition, and all kinds of cool stuff was happening in it. But there seemed to me to be a lack or a scarcity of events involving Vancouver writers. And it just kind of occurred to me that we should not pass up this opportunity when we have people from all over the world in our city, and we have the opportunity to celebrate arts and celebrate the written word and celebrate creativity, then we should do it. So we partnered up with the great people at W2 Culture and Media House, Erwin Ustindi and Leanne Payne and a bunch of really great people. And it was, 2 weeks of getting this thing together. It didn't take very long, and we just decided that we needed to represent for writers and books, and so that's how it came about.
And W2 is where?
It is, it's at 112 West Hastings Street between Cambie and Abbott, and it's across the street for the time being from the newly refurbished Woodward's building. And eventually W2 will be in the Woodward's building once they finish the refurb. But right now it's across the street at 112, and you can tell which building is the W2 building because at night they have an art projection of fire on all of the windows in the four-story building. So it literally looks like the building is on fire. It's a work of art by a Montreal artist named Isabelle Heyer, I believe, and it's just another part of the Cultural Olympiad around the Olympics.
Yeah, I've seen that online, and
yeah.
It just looks cool, yeah. So I've seen the feed I've seen a clip of the feed after the event.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
What happens there Wednesday nights?
Well, Wednesday nights, it's been really great. I mean, we kind of just, like, grab a bunch of writers who have agreed to participate, and the first week we had 9 writers, second 2 weeks we've had 12 each night. And it seems a little crazy. How can you fit in 12 writers to read? But we keep the reading short to about 5 to 7 minutes, and so what happens is we fill the room in the W2 building that's called the Peril Gallery, and it seats about 90 people with a capacity of about 120. And the past 2 weeks we've pushed it up to capacity, which is great for any kind of a reading event in any city, anywhere. And then I say a few words, introduce everybody, welcome everyone to the room, turn it over to the first reader, and whoever it happens to be, because we have poets and fiction writers and nonfiction. Charles Demers helped me co-host in his new book, Vancouver Special. He read from that. So we have a huge variety of different writers and readers who are reading their work, and people really, really kind of respond positively to it. We have a lot of enthusiastic people who openly, you know, come up to me and say how much they enjoyed the evening, and we just showcase Vancouver writers. That's what we do.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you've been up to capacity.
Yeah.
The place looks jammed.
Yeah.
What's the crowd like? Are they readers? Are they in the book business?
No. Well, you know, it's a good question. I mean, the really cool thing is that there's a handful of people who come who have come every week or more than once, and the rest of the time it is faces that I don't really know, people whom I'm just meeting for the first time. The cool thing about having so many writers is that they all have friends. So I think that there's a lot of support from friends and family, and I think that these people are readers. There's not a huge industry contingent, although, you know, sometimes, you know, people who work in the industry are lovers of books, generally, and there are a couple times when some, you know, people from Arsenal or Douglas and McIntyre or Anvil Press or whoever are there, but mostly it's just, like, enthusiasts, readers, people who love Vancouver creativity, and they come down and check it out. It's a really diverse group.
So if we go down there Wednesday night, who will we see? I mentioned Hal Wake. He'll be hosting, right?
Yeah. So Hal and I will be co-hosting. But yeah, most definitely Hal Wake is the man that I asked him specifically to help us out on the final night, and he was very, very gracious to agree. But let's see, I'm just going to call up the website here.
Mandy Moore, that's not the Mandy Moore in the movies, right?
That is not, no. Let's see here, Real Vancouver. So we definitely have Stephen Galloway and Tim Taylor. Those are two of the real big names that agreed to appear this week. I'm really looking forward to seeing those two guys. We have Casey Dyer, who is a young adult writer, and she's involved with the Surrey International Writers Conference. And I know her from just around the way. She's really great. And we definitely have the Vancouver Poet Laureate, Brad Cran. I think I'm going to ask Brad to be the last one to go on, just to honor him and his poet laureateness and his whole stand that he took against agreeing to participate during the Cultural Olympiad, because he would have had to have signed a gag order by Vanock, not to say anything critical.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give him the last word. We also have, who else we got here? One of the things about Vancouver Writers is the culture series is that we're supporting up-and-coming writers, writers who may be publishing in magazines or small-run kind of journals or things like that. So we have Alex Leslie, Weldon Hunter, McKinley M. Helenes, I'm probably saying that wrong, And those guys are all going to be sprinkled in with all of these other published writers. Yeah, Mandy Moore Node. Leanne and Mandy, they wrote this amazing book called Yarn Bombing. And it is essentially just kind of like knitting as graffiti, right? So they go out and they knit random objects in the city, and the book is really, really beautiful, but they've got a huge and rabid fan base online for their work. They're really cool. Rhonda Waterfall just had a book published by Arsenal, and a book of short stories, and it's really good. And then Michael Nickel, I cannot never pronounce his name properly, Yagulinus,
yeah,
who wrote the Haida manga book, Red. So he's going to have a little longer section this week because he's going to showcase some video and he's going to talk a little bit about his art and where it comes from. So that's pretty much, and Layla Nadir and Carolyn Addison as well. So two women writers from Vancouver. Layla wrote a book about her family history, historically her family moving from Iraq back to Canada and different things, a fascinating book. And Caroline Addison is a short story writer who had a book published a couple of years ago, and so she's going to maybe read some new stuff. I don't exactly know what she's going to read, but... It'll be interesting.
Have you had out-of-towner guests, like people that have just shown up, say?
Yeah, a few. It's hard to know.
Yeah. And has some talked to you about what you've put on?
Other than, you know, enthusiastic kind of support and appreciativeness, I haven't had too many conversations about the lineups, really.
Yeah. But I mean, but what I've read of it online from other people,
yeah,
is that it's just a great series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The response has been really, really positive, and I think that, you know, regardless of the Olympics, Vancouver has needed a consolidated kind of alternative voice for writers, and I think that maybe we just came along at the right time and kind of caught lightning in the bottle, you know.
And what happens after the Olympics, after Wednesday night? Does this continue, say?
There certainly seems to be some you know, people are encouraging me to do it. I think that, you know, some people have said you should do it every month, and I think that's too much. You know, I think that these four events are great because the Olympics are happening and there's a certain kind of joie de vivre that we're coasting on. But I think that we can do it. I would really like to organize something around writing and publishing culture in Vancouver, maybe in the summertime. I'd really love to be able to capture the beauty of summer in Vancouver and the writers. So maybe 3-4 times a year I can see doing it, but not more than that. I don't want to burn it out.
When you were on last, around Christmas time, we talked about bookstores and great bookstores in the city, and since then...
Yeah.
A great bookstore has closed on Broadway there. Or was it Broadway or 4th? I can't remember now.
It's on 4th.
On 4th, yeah. Duthie's Books.
Yeah.
You worked there, did you?
I did, yeah. I worked there for about a year. And I worked with some of the people. I worked at the store downtown, Robson and Hornby, the classic flagship store with the spiral staircase.
Yeah.
And, you know, it went... that store hasn't been around for about 10 years now, and they kind of just shrunk to one store out on 4th Avenue, and during my time, I worked with some of the people who were still at the 4th Avenue store when it closed last month or earlier on this month, and, you know, it's sad. It's never a good thing when a really great store can't make a go of it, and, you know, you just, it is too bad. There are a lot of really, really great people who work there who, you know, it's always tough to see them, you know, lose their jobs. That's the worst part about it for me.
What do you think it says about books and book selling in this town?
I think what it says is that that you've got to really be willing to adapt. And I think that there's huge opportunities for book selling in any town at any time, I think. But, you know, I mean, paying that kind of rent in that part of town in a cutthroat industry like book publishing and book selling, you know, it's not surprising that they couldn't make a go of it. Rent is tough. And the margins in books are set at roughly around 40%, and there's all kinds of weirdnesses. But, you know, I mean, I think that there's room for book selling. I think there's room for another good bookstore in the city. Unfortunately, the timing just wasn't there for Duffy's, you know?
Yeah. I went in, I guess, in January sometime.
Yeah.
And the place was jammed, just packed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you feel kind of bad that people don't go to bookstores unless there's a sale or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the culture is moving quickly, right? For sure I agree with you. And it's, you know, one way for the people in the neighborhood to really show their respect for Duffy's. You know, a lot of people went in there and bought books and kind of commiserated with the staff. And that's great. But, you know, I think that there are ways to engage the public, whether it's through events or whether it's through a bunch of different other things, that I think any bookstore really needs to be very cognizant of in this day and age, that the days of people tootling down the street to buy some books have radically changed. And now people, you know, are as likely as not to buy some books on Amazon and buy two or three so that they get the free shipping, and then they're done, and they're happy. So,
The Eyes of Vancouver, that's something you're also involved in, is it?
Yeah, that's right. That's something that I started with my buddy Buck Buckwald. And he's kind of taken it over because all of my time has been absorbed in this Real Vancouver thing. But the Eyes of Vancouver is a short collaborative fiction based on real characters... fictional characters living in Vancouver during the Olympics. Yeah.
I understand you're going to Toronto in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to Toronto for... one of my clients is a health collaborative, and there is a conference in Hamilton, which I am going out to speak at. And then I will be sticking around because there's another BookNet Canada's Tech Forum is occurring in Toronto at the end of the month. So I'm going to stick around and go to that and... listen to people talk about, you know, new technologies and advances in books. And, as we've talked about a bunch of times, there's a lot of change in the book publishing industry. So it'll be interesting for me to go and listen to some people and meet some people.
And you're from that part of the world, right?
I certainly am.
Yeah.
Lancaster, Ontario, yeah.
We've talked in this interview about just what a great culture there is, book publishing culture there is in the city, reading culture and the sort.
Yeah.
How do we compare to some place like Toronto, where it seems to be the center of the universe, the center of the publishing world?
Well, it certainly is the center of the publishing world, for sure, in Canada. How do we? That's going to be an interesting question for me to kind of go back and spend a little bit more time really kind of looking into the culture, which is what I plan on doing while I'm there, is really doing a lot of interviews with people out there. I want to talk with a guy named Charlie Huskins, I think is how you say his name, and he owns a bookstore called This Ain't the Rosedale Library. I want to talk with him and just get a sense of what the actual bookselling culture is like in Toronto. I mean, obviously it's bigger, right? And obviously there's a larger density of people, but there are, you know, a lot of old bookstores that have closed as well recently. So how do we compare? We're very different because we don't have that huge industry presence, you know, and I think that's really liberating. I think it's one of the reasons I like Vancouver is because there's that distance from the hive mind of Toronto, you know, which is not a bad thing. People are great, but we're very, very different out here in Vancouver than in Toronto.
Sean, you're good to do this today, and let's do lunch when you get back.
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
And we'll try to see you Wednesday night.
Yeah, please come on out. It would be great to see you, and I think it would just be cool for you to get a sense of the room, and it's a great place to meet writers who you might want to interview.
That's right. Yeah, the Real Vancouver Writers Series has its final night this Wednesday, the 24th at W2.
Yeah.
Right in front of the Woodwards Complex there. RealVancouverWriters.com is the website for more. And, of course, visit Sean's site at booksontheradio.ca. We're in Vancouver today. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Plano.